If you recall, the Justice Department back in July said it would not open a civil rights investigation into New York and Pennsylvania's handling of COVID-19 deaths at their state-run nursing homes. It's despite other ongoing probes by various authorities. And that decision ended pretty much a year-long inquiry by the department that started under, well, then-President Trump into how COVID deaths and infections swept through the populations of nursing homes, certainly the most vulnerable to the COVID virus. One aspect of that inquiry involves state policies that press nursing homes to take COVID-positive residents. Remember that at the height of the pandemic last year? Still, the Justice Department also said in July it has an active probe into two nursing homes here in New Jersey. Families of residents who died from COVID-19 at the two facilities, Menlo Park and Paramus Veterans Homes, they've begun to be interviewed by federal prosecutors as part of that investigation. Prosecutors in New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey continue to pursue probes of everything from potential Medicaid fraud to governmental and operator malfeasance, as they like to call it, linked to thousands of nursing home deaths in those states since early 2020. Those investigations, some of which have gone better than a year, are coming about as new research is suggesting government counts missed more than a few, 16,000 COVID-19 deaths in U.S. nursing homes during the early months of the pandemic last year. That adds up to 14% of what researchers estimate to be the true death toll in nursing homes for all of 2020, which will bring the tally to 118,335 deaths. In New York, by the way, you might have caught how the new governor, Kathy Hochul, at least in her first days in office, promised to open the books, provide total transparency about the New York nursing home COVID deaths. How's that been working out? It's not. So far, that's all it's been. Words. Then, of course, here in New Jersey, I wonder if all those campaign ads that we're already seeing for Governor Murphy's re-election campaign for November, I wonder if they're at some point going to include claims about all he's done for seniors in New Jersey. Or should that be two seniors in New Jersey?